There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Excited about the weekend. Hopefully you are too. You've got 3-4 days, some of you, to spend your time. We've got to start, I think, with the Emirates Airline Dubai Rugby Sevens, which starts today, and we are broadcasting live. And I did promise you Robbie Williams, and I swear, I thought it was him out there on the pitch singing.
I know. He's got the blue eyes, hasn't he? You know, and he's even got the sequin jacket as well.
He's got it all. Mr. Paul Reason, welcome to the studio.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hello, good to have you in. Because you've been outside doing a little bit of singing. Have they had you working a lot today, or...?
Yeah, just a couple of times so far, but I've got another 5 or 6 to go. Then next couple of days, it's going to be great.
Wow. Is this an unusual gig for you, or do you do this all the time?
No, this is pretty unusual, this type of one. I mean, obviously, it's very different to being in a theatre or sort of being in a club or something. But yeah, it's great. I mean, bring it on. It's very different. It's great.
I mean, this might be an obvious question, but how did you get into doing Robbie Williams? You know, why didn't you pick Mick Jagger or Alice Cooper? Or, you know, what was it about Robbie?
I don't know. Alice Cooper would have been quite a good one. I don't know about Mick. No, it's just... I've been a singer and a guitarist and everything for, you know, probably 10, 15 years before this. And then somebody noticed one day I looked a bit like Robbie, and then somebody else noticed a bit, and I thought...
Can you remember? First person who said it to you, you're like Robbie Williams.
Yeah, and it was actually one of the dancers on Stars in the Race. I did Stars in 95. And
as Robbie Williams?
No. As Billy Joel. It was the day that Robbie left Take That, and he came in to say goodbye to some of the dancers at the hotel because they were dancing on the Take That tour. And he just left as I came down in the lift, and we started talking. They said, Robbie, and I was Robbie who? And they said, you actually look a bit like Robbie. So it was strange. It's somebody that actually knew him, so it was just a weird coincidence.
If Robbie had never left Take That, then we would possibly not have you here today.
Well, you might have 5 of us. You never know.
You never know. We might have a piano out there with Billy Joel playing it.
Don't go changing. Yeah.
So does it take you around the world, this Robbie Williams extravaganza that you're on?
Yeah, I've been to Dubai once before. It's, you know, a good 10 years ago now, and done some bits and pieces on ships and, you know, sort of Thompson Sensatori hotels.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been great. You get to travel and go to hot places. I mean, what can go wrong?
Yeah.
You know, we do a radio show, and my parents are always saying to me, when are you going to get a proper job? What do your parents think about what you do?
Well, my dad, sadly, is not with us anymore. He really encouraged me with music, so he would have loved it. And my mum is still saying we need to get a proper job.
Isn't it funny how parents do that?
Yeah. No, she's cool with it now.
How different is it being in a band, maybe playing your own stuff, than being, a Robbie Williams kind of lookalike and tribute? You know, I mean, does it feel different in any way for you?
Yeah, I mean, I've had years of doing sort of covers with other people's stuff. So, I mean, it's sometimes a bit easier when you can pick and choose from whoever's material. But Robbie's just so good at being that entertainer guy. So that's what people expect. And, you know, that's what it's like pressing buttons. You give them what they want and you get the right reaction.
Have you ever met him?
No, I've not actually. I know some people who have and stuff. And I've spoken to him online. Yeah. Well, he found me out, which was kind of a strange one. But no, he said a lot of nice things and then disappeared. So it's wonderful.
And when you are an impersonator of someone else, do you want them to do new material, or are you like, no, I'm happy with what I've got, just leave it there?
No, it's always good to get new songs. There was a bit of a period where, after Rock DJ, there was a period, you know, around Rudebox where certain songs, you know, they would come out, people would buy them, but they disappear out of the consciousness quickly. But then more recently, he's come out with things like sort of Candy and, you know, some of the other more recent singles. And they're really staying, if you know what I mean. Obviously, Robbie goes into a gig and it's all hardcore Robbie fans who buy the music. So no matter what he does, they're going to love it. Mm. Whereas we're more on the front line with it. We have to sort of work hard at every gig. But there's been some great stuff out recently.
What about that big band album he did? Do you do any stuff from that?
I love it, yeah.
The Swing.
Yeah, the Swing album.
I just did Mac the Knife out there now. And it was great because it suddenly opened up a whole new world for, you know, sort of... Obviously, when Robbie started off, he was kind of more of a Radio 1 thing. But now he's more Radio 2, if you get what I mean by those sort of analogies.
Appeals to me instead.
Older audience.
Yeah.
More you than me.
More me. Yeah.
A good calculated move, Robbie. I like that.
So you're going to belt us out just a little bit. I just want to get a flavour of what you do. What are you going to do for us?
Oh, well, as long as you... Are you guys going
to
sing along?
Yeah,
you wouldn't
to.
Want it.
Love
you would
to.
Not want
no,
it.
No, this is... I'm insisting
no,
on this.
I'm up for it.
Okay, yeah, we'll do a bit of Angels, I suppose. That's okay. The most acoustic-sounding thing. So.
Right, take it away whenever you're ready. Paul Reason.
No reverb, no effects, no track. Okay. Yeah. I sit and wait. Does an angel contemplate my fate? Sing along, everybody. And do they know the places where we go when we're grey and old? Because I have been told that salvation is on it. Let their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and we feel the love is dead, I'm loving the sevens instead. And through it all, she offers me protection. A lot of love and affection, whether I'm right or wrong. And down the waterfalls, wherever it may take me, I know that thou won't break me. This is a little bit. When I come to call, she won't forsake me. And everybody in the last one. I'm loving angels instead. Jazz hands. Thank you, Dubai.
You what,
come
got,
down.
You've got the range for it. You've got the chops there. I was struggling.
These shorts, are really tight, but thank you.
All you need is a Mark Lloyd haircut and you'll be fine.
Mark Lloyd, you
rock. Reason.
Respect.
As Robbie Williams. Thank you so much, Paul.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
Let's get started with Thursday, shall we? As it is Thursday today, rugby, full update 3:15 of how you can spend your time down here. But yesterday, Dubai Opera was selling a certain amount of tickets for 46 dirhams to give back to the community on what is the 46th National Day weekend. Now, they ran out pretty quickly. One of my friends managed to get some.
Did she really?
Before I even knew it was happening, she rang me and went, hey, Joan Collins tickets, 46 dirhams, get online.
Wow, she's well connected, I'll tell you. Now, however, there are still some tickets available for amazing Dubai. I'm going seeing it tomorrow night.
I knew you'd wait, you cheapskate.
You've already seen it. Now, this is Dubai's first musical, telling the story of how Dubai, we all live in, was actually created. And it's got its home at the Madinat Theatre. Now, Brian Wilkie is the creator of the show.
Well, obviously, it's such a big deal that the 46th National Day is a proud achievement. And we're trying to mark it in a special way by offering 46 dirhams for every ticket, which is less than half price. And we'll go on for the six shows over the 3 days of the weekend. So Thursday evening, Friday, Saturday.
Now, it's a brilliant show. Families love it. And he was telling me that kids absolutely fall in love with this production.
Well, trying to get the little darlings to keep quiet outside the show is impossible. Once they get in there, you can hear a pin drop half the time. Yesterday we had a bunch who were dancing. A few days ago, some of the local children, Emirati boys, were there. And they went up to their teacher afterwards and said, "Sir, that was great. We didn't know half of that stuff about Dubai before." So it's been a really educational experience for us. But the older tourists, the residents have been enjoying it too. So it's really, finally, the buzz is getting around there. We're getting a lot of people coming in. Some great reactions, some great comments.
So that's our first suggestion for Thursday night. Amazing Dubai. Check it out if you haven't already at the Madinat Theatre for 46 dirhams.
Great, isn't it? Now, friends of the show, the Courtyard Playhouse, have a National Theatre live show screening tonight. And it's a really good one. Hedda Gabler.
Yeah, Hedda and Tessman have just returned from their honeymoon. The relationship's already in trouble. They're trapped but determined. Hedda tries to control those around her, only to see her own world unravel. It's Tony Award-winning, this. The director, Ivan Van Hove, he returns to the National National Theatre live screens. It's a modern production, this one, and it's got Ruth Wilson in, who we know from Luther, who we know from The Affair, and Jane Eyre. She plays the title role. It's got great reviews, Mark.
It has. Dark, bold and devastating, a triumph, said The Mail on Sunday. Ruth Wilson is phenomenal. That's from Time Out, and one of the performances and productions of the year, coming from the Daily Telegraph.
Take a little listen to the trailer for this.
Look at Hedda. Look how lovely she is.
That's not news. She's been lovely all her life.
Yes.
How could you ask those things?
How could you answer?
I still don't know, and you're saying it wasn't love. What we had. Weren't you trying to save me?
Not in the least.
Then what?
It's over now.
But the journey ahead is love.
Yeah, you can always end a journey or break it. You simply jump off the train.
Put the gun down.
This is how I treat intruders.
Hedda Gabler, National Theatre Live, Courtyard Playhouse.
Now, they screen around 10 of the National Theatre productions at the Courtyard Playhouse each year, and you need to become a member to pop along.
Yeah, they got so popular, these. We used to talk about them on the show, and it would be like 80 dirhams for this, 50 dirhams for that. They got so popular that turning up just at the door is no longer an option. If you want to find them on Facebook, you can learn more about how you do become a member. Courtyard Playhouse, that is, in Alcoz. And if you just tune in, we're still on Thursday for Live Weekend.
There's bags going on. Now, that one definitely not for kids, but there is a kids' movie tonight, and The Green Community by Courtyard Marriott. The film starts at 6:30, and it's a real, real favourite.
Sergeant?
Yes, sir.
Establish a recon post downstairs.
Code Red, repeat. We are at Code Red. Recon plan, Charlie. Execute. Move.
It's a big one.
Walt Disney Pictures presents a totally new animated motion picture event.
Star Command, come in. Do you read me?
The story of two toys. Oh,
there seems to be no sign of intelligent life anywhere.
Hello?
I'm sure you know what that is. If you can hear shouting in the background, it's because we're live from the Emirates Airline Dubai Rugby Sevens in the commentary booth. It is all going on down here. So that film was Toy Story, of course, which is showing at the Courtyard Marriott by the pool for the kids tonight. What year do you reckon that came out, Mark?
Oh, let me think. I took both my kids to see it. I guess around 1992.
1995.
95, okay.
I watched that as a grown-up. It makes me feel old, that does. And it's free tonight if you want to head to Courtyard Marriott by the pool to watch Toy Story with the kids.
Now, we're going to be talking new blockbuster movies released across cinemas from 3:30 with the Ticket's film critic William Mullally. Just quickly, though, we want to tell you about Diff 365. It's the film out in Cinema 9 at Vox Mall of the Emirates, and we're gearing up, of course, for the Dubai International Film Festival, where we'll be broadcasting live from the 6th to the 13th of December. But D365, which brings you the kind of movies that don't always make it to the big screen, they still continue.
They do. They carry on throughout Diff. Head to Vox Mall of the Emirates tonight to see Follow Me, it's called. It's a film about social media and whether it's easy to monetize your Instagram account. I can see you doing something like this, being an influencer. You'd love that.
Well, I went on that course the other day, didn't I, for social media, you know, and I said I'd be an influencer. I mean, I was telling you, 1 in 8 people actually meet the partner online, and the other 7 ditch them. So maybe I could start a dating agency.
So it's not too successful then?
Not really.
By the sounds of it. So we spoke to Dubai-based filmmaker Asri Bendacha, who started from scratch in October last year in a bid to become an influencer.
I didn't have an Instagram account, so I created it. For me, it's actually very difficult to post something, to share my life, to show what I'm doing, where I'm going, and with who I'm doing something. So it's actually harder than what people think. But getting followers, there's no really trick or there's not something special. It's very hard for people to identify why this person gets followers and why this person doesn't get followers. So it's very complicated, and that's what I try to understand, and that's what I try to show in the movie, basically.
So the film, which took about a year to complete, saw him travel around the world, meeting the likes of music producer DJ Khaled and the YouTuber vlogger David Dobrik, and they gave him tips along the way.
They all say the same thing. It's like you have to be fully dedicated, because it's a work. It is a work. They have to do a lot of stuff. You know, they have to go to events. Some of the people, they just wake up, they do their makeup, they do their hair, they dress, they take a picture, that's it, you know what I mean? But it takes work, you know, it takes effort. It's like for someone going to the gym, it takes effort. And that's the same thing for them. And you have to be fully dedicated, and you have to be also passionate about something, because if you share your passion, people will follow you because you might, they might share the same passion. But if you have nothing to say, nothing special, or you just don't have really any interest on anything, people might not follow you.
So that's Follow Me, which you can catch, you can watch, I should say, at Diff 365 in Cinema 9 at the Mall of the Emirates. Right, we've got a busy one on Friday, let me tell you. Two, not one, but two morning markets to choose from this Friday. You've got the Farmers Market on the Terrace, Business Bay behind the Taj Hotel. And it's produce straight from the farmers. So it starts pretty early and wraps up around 1 p.m. So
yeah,
you'll
it's
have
really,
to
really
get an
one.
Early night.
That's my favourite one. It's got like lovely people who will help you when you're picking your vegetables and tell you what you should cook with them. Because there's lots of vegetables that I don't even recognise when I go to that market. It's really good. And herbs as well. I don't know what they are, but they write them on the bag, and then I take them home, and then I forget to Google them, and they die in the fridge.
Do they?
But it's very helpful.
Dead
either
herbs.
Way.
I bet they taste great.
But also, the Wright Market's back at Zabil Park, which I find bigger, bit more commercialised, lots of food trucks, but they've got yoga going on down there, lots of vendors if you want to do a bit of shopping as well, and lots of people. Lots of families head down to that one.
Mm, it's a goodie, that, isn't it? Now, it's a long weekend, and no doubt you'll be looking for ways to keep the kids entertained. So, how about this? Flipout are offering a buy one, get one free over the long weekend for both children and adults.
Have you been trampolining recently?
Not in the last 20 years, no.
No. Oh, I love it. It's the best way to exercise, you know. 10 minutes on a trampoline.
You're exhausted.
No, I think it's 5 minutes on a trampoline is the equivalent to half an hour normal exercise.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So when you buy an hour at the indoor trampoline park, you'll get a second hour for free, making it 80 dirhams for 2 hours.
It's the same price that for children and adults if you want to go along. You don't have to be a kid to do this. 200 interconnected trampolines over 4,000 square metres. They've also got mini foam pits, volleyball, dodgeball, bubble soccer, and I think they're the first people to do archery tag in Dubai as well. So that's in Alcoz, Flip Out, Warehouse 5, 10 a.m. It opens till 10 p.m. at night.
Now, Saturday, we're going to start with the polo. This is something that I wouldn't dream of doing in the UK. I don't think I'd even get through the front door. I'm not definitely not posh enough.
No.
But it's a different thing in Dubai, isn't it? We're all posh enough to see polo here.
Yeah, I would not be posh enough in the UK either. Would you be posh enough, Shruti?
Possibly. I'm quite posh.
I'll listen to the accent. Yeah. I mean, she drives a posh car.
Well, we're all posh here, so we can all go. If you are channeling that little bit of posh on Saturday, you can head to the Dubai Polo and Equestrian Club for this year's annual UAE National Polo Cup. As well as an impressive lineup of international polo players, shows and traditional equestrian activities, there's going to be pony rides, there's going to be bouncy castles, craft tables, popcorn and candy floss for the little ones, and plenty of live music as well. So that gets underway at 12:30 p.m. onwards, just opposite Arabian Ranches, next to our studios actually, and that's on Saturday.
Sounds amazing, that one. Now, we love a good market, as we've spoken about earlier. Now, the St. Regis Dubai is celebrating UAE National Day with a themed market, as well as kitting out the venue with National Day themed decor. There'll be a number of activities and attractions that all pay homage to the UAE culture, including pop-up stalls, live entertainment, an assortment of national culinary delicacies, and a dedicated children's play area. And this is at Al Habtour City, Wednesday, November 29th, all the way through Saturday, December the 2nd, and it's absolutely free to enter.
It is. It's a ticket freebie, that one. Now, Shruti, we set you the challenge this morning to go out there and find lots of things that are going on for National Day for people who aren't at work, who just want to either get out of town or stay in town but do something interesting.
Yeah, I have found UAE themed things to do over the National Day weekend.
Good stuff.
So we're going to start with Boston Lane. You can have an Oman chips toasties. I'm sure anyone living in the UAE is familiar with Oman chips. Imagine smoky cream cheese, sweet chili sauce, crushed sea salt, and of course the chips.
Ooh.
Oman. Yes, all for 30 dirhams.
Maybe some people have just moved here though and they don't know what chips Oman are.
No, I don't.
Oh, they're these potato chips that are produced in Oman. They're probably the highlight of chips in the UAE. Crisps.
You don't know these.
I thought we're talking the stuff we put with fish and chips.
No, we're talking
crisps.
Yeah, but they're called Oman chips.
Right.
And they're absolutely amazing. They even have something called Sohar chips, which are my favorite ones. But yeah, head down to Boston Lane. That's just around the corner from Bounce.
It is down in Alcoz. It's cute, Boston Lane. I was in there the other day, and you go in, it's a little cafe, but then you go through it and there's all these other little shops. There's a little guy who does leather and there's all sorts in there. It's cute.
Sounds great. I like that one.
Yeah, the other one, I mean, I think this is one of the most unexplored emirate out there. You can explore Ajman. They're having something, National Day activities at the Heritage Village. It's at Marsa Ajman, and there's a kids' play area. There's a bazaar with like 20 different shops with handicrafts, traditional fashion. There'll be traditional bands performing. Ajman Stud will have their horses. Plenty of food. You know me. Love the food. Traditional food provided by families and restaurants, so you can get a great mix.
I love Ajman.
Well, I'm well known in Ajman. I mean,
you are?
I go every weekend, don't I? Fishing, you know. So I've got to know a lot of the locals. And, you know, they're saying to me, how come you catch all these fish and we aren't catching any? And they're getting a bit edgy about it, you know. So I don't know. I might be losing a few friends in Ajman.
Stop fishing lessons.
Yeah, that's a good idea, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Great. You could do that on Airbnb Experiences. They're launching, you know,
fishing
next
lessons. Yeah. Right. Okay.
There's a Burj Khalifa pool party. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So it's 150 dirhams to get into the Burj Club. That's the rooftop soiree. It takes place every Wednesday to Friday. But you get 100 dirhams back for food and drink vouchers. And you can lounge in this cool, temperature-controlled pool while looking out, watching the sunset. Can't imagine anything better than that.
Very nice. And I know you've got a couple of camping options for us too.
I do. And I've got two options. One is if you're, you know, a hardcore camper, you know how to do all your hardcore going into by 4x4, you can head to Lever. That's where the Star Wars was filmed. And what better way to wait for the new movie than visiting the location where
I've been
Star
there
Wars.
And camped out overnight.
Yeah.
And it is like being on another planet because the sand dunes are really, really small, but go for miles.
Yeah.
It's like being on the moon or something. It's a very cool place to wake up.
Yeah, so Liwa is located in the empty quarter, the Rub al Khali, and it's the largest sand desert in the world. It takes 4 hours to go there, so you know, you have to have some time. But if you're more, you know, short on time, then you can head to Fossil Rock in Sharjah. You'll see plenty of dune bashers, dune buggy rides. You know, if you don't mind the noise so much, that's a great option to go. It takes only an hour. They even have something called the Camel Rock nearby, which is like this big red, huge red dune, and it's popular with the dune bashers as well. So that's if you're headed on the E611 heading towards Sharjah.
There's lots of fireworks going on. Helen from the Mothership was here on the show last week telling us about them. So if you want to seek out some fireworks, you'll be able to find those on our blog. But we've got to get to Sunday because we think we found a very good reason for an early alarm call on a day off work. Wouldn't normally do this on a Sunday. I'm the first person to be like, lie in, do not get out of bed.
Yeah.
But I think this is going to be good. Now you'll need to get in the car, tell Google Maps that you're going to Dubai International Endurance City. It's a one-off experience. I'm going to get up and do this. The kind of thing that you'll probably only ever do here. And if you've got kids growing up, when I meet expat kids and they tell me about the things they did growing up, this is one of them. Hind bin Damathan Al-Khemzi, she's the director of events at Hamdan bin Mohammed Heritage Centre. We called her to chat about the Camel Marathon happening on Sunday morning.
In the past, there were not more than 100 camels. It's not an easy marathon. It's 50 kilometers at full speed, and there were a lot of people that weren't able to go ahead with the whole distance. So we stopped it at 25 kilometers the past few years. Everywhere you get to see it is as interesting and as thought on, like it's an experience in itself, and each corner of the track is as interesting as the other. So we encourage them to be all around the track. And you can't, yani, the best way to do is you come and watch, and then hopefully one day you would become a camel rider and or own a camel yourself.
Oh, I like the sound of that one. But you need to get an early night as it starts at 7:30 a.m. in the morning.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.